Hi, I'm Martin, and this is a short podcast for the interested few who think the end is nigh. However, the end not being explained by any prophecy or any other irrational sources, but cold hard observed science out there, and I tell you, it's gone down to the planetary toaster fully turned on. I also want to disclaim any intention to cause suicide by a radio podcast hoax, so if you feel weakish, quit now. Otherwise, join me on my observed media realities. I like to appreciate the more than 30 years effort of climate and environment conferences to finally condemn my children to some very expensive adaptation measures in order to cope with hell on Earth. I also like to thank the leaders of nations for their great accomplishment of stealing my grandchildren's future. Thanks so much. And finally, I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude that we don't ask about the real cause being anchored somewhere between Goldman Sachs and the fossil fuel-based industries. Thank you so much. And thank you, Jamiroquai, for emergency on planet Earth.
Let us be under no illusion. This is a crisis, a threat to us all, our economies, our security, and the well-being of our children. And those who will come after.
This is about 50% more emissions that we had early in the 90s, at growth rates about 3%.
The impact on the Earth of such a temperature rise would be catastrophic. More destructive storms, long droughts and bushfires, and rising sea levels.
CO2 concentrations remain unchanged at upper elevations.
I think there is a complete mismatch between what the science is advising policymakers and what the policymakers are hearing. Otherwise, it's hard to explain why emissions are going up so very rapidly.
The cost of doing nothing far outweighs the cost of action.
Danger signs are all around. One third of the world's population lives in countries with moderate to high water stress. Land degradation affects 1.5 billion people. Ice caps are showing unprecedented melting. Permafrost is thawing. Sea levels are rising. The abnormal is now due normal. It is an existential challenge for the whole human race, our way of life, our plans for the future. We must take ownership. We collectively are the problem. Then we should have the solutions.
Yes, I can. You want to stop global warming? Can I fix it? Yes, I can. Can I fix it? Yes. What do you mean I can't? I'm Bob Carr.
The Enterprise will monitor the CO2 concentrations at 6 different altitudes. If all goes well, it shouldn't take more than 20 boresights.
Let's hope all goes well.
You've given us what we need. Time.
To start with, the cyclone travels
when a massive hurricane makes land.
The speed has increased to 39 miles an hour,
sweeping remorselessly into a tropical storm.
There is no power on Earth,
and when
which can
swirling mass
winds in excess of 150 miles an hour,
and torrents of rain
blown back to
category
land.
1
sea levels rise
with a category
waves
5
up to 30 feet
when a cyclone of this magnitude
strikes,
flooding the area for miles,
widespread
buildings are swept away.
Bridges
winds usually exceed 155 miles an hour.
Storm surges
are at least 18 feet high.
People
rain
will
be torrential,
often in great numbers.
Hurricanes truly
fortunately
are
one of nature's deadliest
predict
and most
such
a storm is like.
Welcome to Qatar, an economy based on oil where greenhouse gas emissions per capita are the highest in the world. There are even air conditioners here outside. It's here that world environment ministers will hammer out an agreement on reducing global emissions.
It's a tiny step at a time when we need to be taking a giant leap, and it feels very much like the frog in the pot of water that is getting hotter and hotter. And unfortunately, this formula is what happens every time. If you go back to Copenhagen and then even last year in Durban, there's always a great flurry of activity. There's panic in the last few days. And then there's desperation to come out with something that shows you've made some progress. There's extended talks, and then there's a big announcement that we'll talk again next year.
You've given us what we need. Time.
It is a recognition that nothing significant is set, sadly, to come out of this conference.
Ambition has been lacking in Doha. The other key sticking point in Doha is climate finance, and the Global Climate Fund barely has enough money to fund its staff. If nothing is agreed to, the world will be putting it all off again to the next year's climate talks in Poland. And if the UN Secretary-General's right, and abnormal's the new normal, many scientists are asking whether the world can afford the delay.
Prepare for an unrecognisable planet.
The fact of the matter is, we're on track for 4 to 6 degrees of warming. The developing countries are becoming more and more desperate in their pleas in these conferences to say, look, who's going to take my people? Look what is happening to the world. Our country is being swamped with extreme weather events and so on, and being overwashed and losing cultural sites. And the rest of the world says, oh yes, but it's too expensive for us. And meanwhile, we're all in this together. And really, countries like Australia have to do more. The US, of course, is recalcitrant and is one of the biggest problems there. And of course, China's not in a rush either. So we really are in a difficult situation, Fran. It's very hard to see where the momentum's going to come from to match the political action with what the science demands.
Scientists say pollution emissions are at an unprecedented high and the planet is on track to a dangerous future.
Struggling to rein in rising greenhouse gases.
Aquatex Radio, broken news for broken listeners.